There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to How to Eat to Save the Planet, the podcast that takes a comprehensive look at sustainable food production from field to fork. I'm Julie Smith, and I'm looking at how we can learn from the past to reduce our carbon footprint on the way we eat by learning some of the granny skills that have got lost in our shrink-wrapped, consumption-heavy, busy-brained lives. This week, I'm cooking up leftovers with Melissa Hemsley, whose new book, Eat Green, is a celebration of making the most out of what we've already got, and reminds us why cooking is the key to sustainability and reducing waste. She's raiding your cupboards. What are you looking for there, Melissa?
I've been going in Katie's cupboards. Do you know what? I wanted to bring harissa, didn't I? I found Katie's Ras Al Hanout instead. Oh, that's going in.
I had someone the other day that said, well, the Brussels sprouts have been in the fridge for 3 days, so I can't use them. I have to throw them out. And I said, no, they're fine. They're cooked Brussels sprouts. There's nothing evil in there. Don't worry about it. 3 days will be absolutely fine.
I'm going to just do a bit of pomegranate spanking.
I went to La Cucina Caldesi, a cookery school in the heart of London, with owner Katie Caldesi to watch Melissa knock up a quick frittata out of the bits and bobs at the back of her fridge.
I raided my fridge for you, Jilly. I have got here 3 carrots. I'm going to cut into this pomegranate. Who knows how dry it's going to be? I feel like my mum bought it for me about 6 weeks ago.
It looks a bit shriveled, I have to say.
It looks shrivelly, but we're either going to... We'll have a look. I might throw it into the ginger tea that I'm making, so we can have a ginger tea, ginger lemon, pomegranate, hot tea. And then you've got your water bottle, can't you? So we can chill it. And then when you go back on the train, you've got a nice hydrating drink to look forward to.
Amazing. And this is how you think. So you are not being fussy about... I mean, that ginger has seen better days too, but it's still... fantastic.
We'll still get some goodness out of it and some flavour.
But the idea is that there is no such thing as waste in your fridge.
No. And I love what Doug McMaster says, doesn't he? Waste is a failure of the imagination.
Doug McMaster is the author of Silo, the Zero Waste Blueprint, and the founder of Silo, the first zero food waste restaurant in the UK.
So today it's a frittata. But actually, I was just thinking on the tube over, I was like, oh, I've had a few more carrots. I'd have made you a carrot soup because actually it's warm outside, but I really fancy a soup. I look in my fridge and I go three things. Can I see a frittata in there? Can I see a soup? Or can I see some sort of stir fry or a sort of cold noodle veggie salad, which is lovely and refreshing on a hot day?
I mean, all of those things are my absolute staples. But I can imagine, and we'll talk to Katie Caldesi, who runs this cooking school in a bit. Yeah. I would imagine that could put people off. How on earth do you imagine a soup?
I just think what's gonna fill me up in it, so the carrots, and carrots alone might not necessarily fill you up unless you've got a lovely broth. So if you've got nice chicken broth or a beef broth or something left over, that's going to give it some body and some fat and some protein. But I've almost always got another type of root veg, so you know, an odd potato, a bit of celeriac that no one wanted, or you know when you serve up food and you just know the veg you know you're going to put on the table and the veg you know is going to be go first and the ones that are going to be left first. So I always know a parsnip or a celeriac is going to be left. Or another thing to give it body, store cupboard staple, a tin of beans. Mm. So that can go in and that's lovely. And in the same way you'd add it to a dip to give it body, I add it to a soup. And then I just think, oh, can something lovely go on top, like feta cheese or maybe I save some of the beans and roast them so there's a crunchy topping. Or I'll just make loads of herby something or other on top.
And you're bumping into basic nutrition along the line, aren't you? You're using your proteins,
Larry
using...
said bumping. That's cool.
Well, in that you're not sort of going through a checklist.
No.
You're automatically ticking all the boxes that you need for good health.
Yes, exactly. Well, maybe I do have an inbuilt checklist in the sense that fat and protein, that's satiating. So in my head, I'm going, what's going to satisfy me in this soup? No one wants a watery soup, unless you want a lovely brothy thing that you're going to add noodles to. So I think, what's going to satiate me? Well, that's going to be fat and protein. What's going to be, you know, that's good for me too. And what's going to be, how am I going to get my veg in? So that's my carrots. Can I throw in some green veg too? Didn't have any, you remember I said to you, I've probably got some spinach in my freezer. Had none. Almost always got spinach in my freezer. But I've raided Katie's fridge and she's given me some lovely herbs. So, you forget that herbs are greens too. So that's going to add flavour and goodness as well.
Yeah. And you would use the tops of carrots the fronds of
fennel.
Yeah, exactly. They're delicious. And radishes. I cannot wait for radishes to be back in season.
Yeah.
According to a UN study, one third of all food produced globally is wasted and is currently responsible for 8% of global greenhouse gas emissions. In the UK, Waste and Resources Action Programme, or RAP, found that we waste around 9.5 million tonnes of food in the UK at a value of £19 billion a year. 70% of that food waste is in our own homes.
But these carrots here, you know, they really are old. These peelings I'll put into stock. Normally I just throw the whole thing in. At the moment, I can't decide whether to grate that or fry that. I might just grate it, you know.
So this also makes me wonder about when you're actually choosing them from wherever you get your vegetables from in the first place, the market, the supermarket, whatever. You wouldn't necessarily be choosing pristine, perfectly formed carrots in the first place because you seem to have a different kind of attitude. It's not about what they necessarily look like, that have to be perfectly formed.
Exactly. I am Riverford's brilliant for that. I get my veg boxes from Riverford and I'm sort of quite loyal to them, and that it just works for me. I love them. And then if I'm at a farmer's market or another shop, I find myself more and more going for the ones that, like a bit like I just said, going for the ones that I think people won't use up. People won't take home necessarily.
Now, you're putting some olive oil in a frying pan.
I've got chili oil too, because I thought a bit of oomph would be lovely.
And what's the plan?
So I've just added some herbs in. Then I'm just getting used to Katie's very intuitive hob. And I'm going to grate the carrots. I mean, I've already got the knife out already because I'm brewing us some ginger lemon tea. So normally I use a grater when I can't be asked really to get a chopping board and a knife out. One less thing to clean.
I'm not sure that you weren't told us what went in the frying pan.
Sorry. Chili oil, olive oil, and a bit of thyme.
Why are you crisping up the thyme? I would put that in at the end.
Just because I just felt like I'm smelling it. Sometimes I just go, oh, I fancy smelling like a big punch of thyme. I don't usually, actually.
In 2018, a study of 2,000 adults revealed that only 4 in 10 British people know more than 9 recipes. 73% of those surveyed told HelloFresh that they feel confident about chopping an onion, but only half feel they would be able to cook a steak. 7 out of 10 people rely on shortcuts such as pre-chopped veg, crushed garlic, and ready-to-eat rice.
Famous for making it up, really.
I'm making it up.
Is your thing, and that is very important to, it's one of the main rules of sustainability, really, isn't it? It's about having that confidence, and I'm going to talk to Katie a little bit about cookery classes and how that might give you confidence. But you're a self-taught cook.
I'm a self-taught cook, and then I guess I'm always learning. I'm always, you know, just now I was thinking, gosh, when was the last time I grated a carrot in, you know? Or should I? I thought about roasting them and then mashing them up and throwing it in like that. I thought I had a bit of harissa in the fridge, and I thought about bringing that. But then I told you I'm going somewhere with a fancy dress, and so I couldn't bear the thought of harissa oil being all over my top. And also, can I tell you, selfishly, I did have an onion at home, but I just washed my hair, and selfishly I didn't fancy going to this fancy event smelling like onions, which I do most of the time, so I think the onion would have added a bit more flavour. So
I'll give you something to talk about with Prince Charles.
Well, I don't even know if I'm going to get to meet him this time. I have met him before. We've had a lovely chat before, he and I, about seaweed. You're not actually supposed to talk about conversations you've had with HRH. So I just did a little bow, as I said, HRH.
But he's super into sustainability, isn't he?
I love him. Every time I meet him, I think he's so knowledgeable, and anyone that wants to talk about nature, a deep respect for farmers, eating more veg, having good food available to more people, I'm a fan of.
Yeah, and I will get to do an episode for Leon Presents How to Eat to Save the Planet from Highgrove if it kills me.
I've got no doubt that you'll be able to.
I will be in there. So what are you doing there with the parsley?
Well, I'm just having a little look at it. I might chop some of the stems in, actually. So the grated carrots are frying. I've also put the ends in just so I didn't grate my knuckles off, because I don't want to bleed all over HRH. I genuinely am probably not going to see him. I'm actually going because it's, you know, I'm an ambassador and I do cookery classes for the Prince's Trust, and I also, there's another charity within Prince's Trust called Women Supporting Women, which I'm an ambassador for. So I get invited to lots of lovely things, and today's one of the awards where you honour lots of young people that have been doing wonderful things in their communities, and all of it ties in, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Physical health, mental health, taking a moment for yourself throughout the day.
I mean, you are right in talking about that sort of more holistic attitude.
I did bring my onion.
You brought your onion.
It rolled in. I will be smelling.
Okay, so that is part of your leftover bag. Now, normally you'd start off with chopping up your onion and frying it off first for some time before adding any carrots or parsley. How are you going to do the onion now then?
Well, just, I mean, if none of you mind, I'll just sort of add it in right at the end, and it will cook for a little bit. It will be, you know, it will mellow because it will have been slightly cooked. I might just put a little bit of it in. I might put it on the top, actually, for decoration, like a nice red onion ring. How about that?
Lovely. I love this kind of thinking on the go. I'm just going to have a quick chat with Katie while you're frying your stuff there. Katie, the way that Melissa is cooking, it's very intuitive. She's got a lot of confidence. She's self-taught. She does a lot of it, obviously.
Yes.
The people who come to Cucina Caldesi are coming here for cookery lessons, but probably quite a lot more as well.
Yeah, so when we get a whole variety, people who have been cooking for years just looking for more dishes to add to their repertoire, and then we've got people who have hardly ever cooked before and want to learn where to start and how to use a knife and how to season things. People are very worried about seasoning and they're very scared of salt, and then things don't taste very nice if they don't use enough salt, and then they never want to do it again.
Yeah, so, and it is that, it's interesting that you use the word scared. A lot of people feel scared about cooking in the way that Melissa is. A lot of people would just wouldn't be able to get their heads around cooking leftovers.
Because a lot of people like to follow a recipe and they want to follow it exactly and be told what to do and what steps and what ingredients and what amounts to use. So to get people to go off-piste is interesting. And sometimes when I'm teaching, I try to say, you know, I'm not going to let you use a tablespoon. Just guess it. Just guess the amount of olive oil in a pan. And it's lovely to be able to give people that confidence to be able to do that. Slosh the oil in. Don't worry about measuring. Just do it.
And does it take them quite a while to actually do that, to get the confidence to do it?
Yes, well, I only see them for a day, but then you hope that maybe you've given them some confidence to go home and be able to improvise at home. In the course of the lesson, definitely. And I love to watch people taste the food that they've made and go, oh, it's nice. And, you know, you think, oh, that's so lovely. And, you know.
Yeah. Cucina Caldesi opened back in 2005.
Yes.
You've had a lot of cookery lessons here. I was here in 2005 cooking with Gennaro Contaldo. Amazing. How much has it changed according to... I mean, how many people actually want to learn to cook with their leftovers? How big is sustainability a part of the way that... the reason that people want to cook?
Difficult question, because I suppose when they come here they're not cooking with leftovers and we're cooking with ingredients and we're teaching them to cook from scratch rather than how to use leftovers. But I like to give those tips along the way, and I like to tell them how to freeze their peelings so that they can save them up to make a stock and that kind of stuff. So I'm imparting knowledge about using leftovers, but I'm not teaching them to do it. I think a lot of people are scared of leftovers because they think they're going to be poisonous in some way.
British food labelling has been accused of being too confusing, which generates waste or is ignored. We have two labelling systems in the UK, a use-by label, which warns of the dangers of food poisoning, and best before, which is the manufacturer's estimate of the period within which you can eat the food in its optimum condition.
I had someone the other day that said, well, the Brussels sprouts have been in the fridge for 3 days, so I can't use them, I have to throw them out. And I said, no, they're fine, they're cooked Brussels sprouts, there's nothing evil in there, don't worry about it, 3 days will be absolutely fine. But people are very nervous of sell-by dates and use-by dates, and they're confused, and they're very cautious, over-cautious sometimes. And I also think you should trust your nose, and not enough people trust their nose. They're looking for dates
rather than trusting their nose. Does it smell good to eat? Then it probably is. And if it smells at all rank, throw it away.
Research by the food waste app Too Good To Go found British home cooks threw away 720 million eggs in 2018, with one in three people saying they bin any carton that is out of date. Eggs in the UK do not have a use-by date.
But of course you have to be very aware of health and safety. So what are the actual rules that you tell people in terms of using up leftovers?
Well, if it's meat or something like that, if it's cooked meat, I would give it, say, 4 days in the fridge. Maybe for me at home, I would make it last long. I would use it longer than that, but I trust my nose and I trust my judgment. I remember going to stay with a friend of mine in Hungary, and she cooked a goulash on the day I arrived. I then went on a 10-day tour of Hungary, came back to her house, and she served me the same goulash on the 11th day. And I lived to tell the tale. And my father-in-law used to make a ragu every 14 days and have that ragu, that lovely Tuscan meat sauce, in his fridge. And he would use it up over 13 days and make it again on the 14th day. So I think meat is okay for longer, but legally, safely wise, you know, I probably encourage that. Yeah.
According to NHS.uk, it's important to store meat safely in the fridge to stop bacteria spreading and avoid food poisoning. We should store raw meat and poultry in clean, sealed containers on the bottom shelf of the fridge, follow any storage instructions on the label, and do not eat meat after its use-by date, and keep cooked meat separate from raw meat and ready-to-eat foods in general.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your father-in-law is, of course, Italian. Your husband is Giancarlo Caldesi. Italian through and through. They have a different attitude to sustainability, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they would not have thrown anything away. And the same with my parents. I think once you've lived through the war, you're never going to throw anything away ever again. You just can't. I was brought up with everything was put into the fridge for another day, or that'll make another meal, don't throw it away. I'm horrified when sometimes I go to friends' houses and they just pack up everything at the end of a meal and put it in the bin. And I'm like, if you don't want it, can I take it home? Because I can't bear waste. I can't bear it. Yeah. When I've advertised courses as to how people can control their kitchens, I think there's a lovely American term called a continuous kitchen, which is how to use leftovers and things like that. But unfortunately, nobody seems to want to come on those courses. But actually, those are the skills that people need on a day-to-day basis.
They will now, after Melissa Hensley has shown them what you can do with the back of your fridge.
Katie, we're going to do one together, and we'll make it so fun that everyone's going to go, it's the best one they've ever been on.
Good, absolutely. Yeah. Let's get back to see what Melissa's up to. She's raiding your cupboards. What are you looking for there, Melissa?
I'm loving going in Katie's cupboards. Do you know what? I wanted to bring harissa, didn't I? I found Katie's Ras Al Hanout instead. Oh, that's going in.
It's smelling absolutely delightful already. So you've got your carrots, you've got your chopped parsley, including stems. You've put the onion in there now, and it's red onion. So it's just looking very beautiful. And that Ras Al Hanout is smelling.
We've got coriander, ginger, paprika, cardamom, nutmeg, turmeric, cayenne cloves, and rose petals. Delish. Right, that's basically done. I've got, how many eggs have I got there? However many, eight, I think I've got there. Giving that a whisk.
cream.
So it's basically like a little scrambled egg. You're
it's
making
a scrambled egg.
And that you're going to put that in the frying pan.
I'm going to put that in the frying pan. And as I say, I could have gotten away with not frying any of this off. But, you know, I do want a bit more flavour because I've got Katie standing there. So I do have a bit more pressure on. I've got about 8 eggs in there. I'm going to throw a little bit of salt in there. I'm being careful, though, not to overdo the salt because, of course, I'm going to put some feta in.
Now, Katie said that some of the people who come here for the cookery lessons are frightened of salt, frightened of seasoning, basically doing the wrong thing. Is there such a thing as the wrong thing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I probably am doing... I mean, according to who? You know, hang on, I'm just checking my date. I'll eat it, shall I?
It smells good.
So you're checking the sell-by date of the feta. I'm also going to try some of this feta.
I think that's good enough for me.
We're all trying it. It tastes absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it's going in.
Nobody's falling down.
No.
So
I'm going to put some in now.
And you're just crumbling it up.
Crumbling it in because then someone will get... I like it when there's a bit of molten... Should I put the whole thing in? I'm going to put the whole thing in. I'm hungry. I'm not going to eat dinner till really late. You probably won't either.
I have to say, I probably used crumbled up ancient feta that's always sitting in the drawer of my fridge.
Yeah.
Just to add a bit of flavour. It's my most used ingredient because I've always got half a packet there and I'm afraid it's probably a lot mouldier than yours.
What did you do before feta? What was your go-to before? Because that's... It's always nice to have something that will sit around. That's the thing.
Cheddar, but halloumi as well. Yeah. There's always some old cheese, isn't there, in the drawer of the fridge. And, I mean, Katie, should I be worried about my ancient cheese?
No, cheese lasts a long time. It is a fermented product. But Giancarlo's parents used to have a cheese sauce that they would use up on pasta, and it was called the sauce of forgotten cheeses.
I love that
from the back of the fridge. And once you grate them all up, it's fine. The other thing I do with feta is sometimes if it smells like it's on its way out, it's I wash it. Or you can cut off the edges and the inside bit will be fine.
Oh, that's interesting.
I love that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to... Do you know what I might do? I'm going to throw some pomegranate seeds in.
This is,
so it's getting a bit now...
You're showing up a bit now.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to just do a bit of pomegranate spanking. Which probably I should have done when it's set a bit more, though it's going to fall down, but that's quite nice. I've got a bit cuckoo sabzi. I think I've said it right. Have I said it right, Katie? The Persian herb frittata, which... Well, I've just seen it on... I think I've seen it on Sabrina Gale's Instagram. I've seen it on Yasmin Khan's Instagram. And just lots and lots, tons of herbs. Sabzi, I believe, is herbs. I better have a Google and check I'm saying it right. But it's tons of herbs, and they put walnuts and barberry and dried berries and feta.
Cuckoo sabzi is a traditional Persian omelette, typically served at the Persian New Year. The herbs symbolise rebirth, and the eggs symbolise fertility.
But now, obviously, I'm going to cover it with feta, and I'm going to cover the herbs, so...
That is so beautiful. You've delicately put lots of lovely bits of dill around the spanked pomegranate. You're liberally kind of putting feta all around it, so it's got this gorgeous mix of the egg yolk colour, the white of the feta, the green of the dill and the parsley, and the beautiful jewels of the pomegranates. I mean, that is a genuinely brilliant dish.
Thank you, but do you know what will happen now? And I won't care if it does. As it grills, it might, you know, the herbs might start to burn a bit, but who cares? Like, it's bringing us joy now, and it's certainly going to taste good. And if I cover a few bits by accident, that doesn't matter, no biggie. No one... I like that new one, the thing that we're just saying. No one's died. It's the new thing we're saying at the moment, isn't it? No one... We're not dying from the feta.
Right.
Feta's in. I've definitely put enough salt. I might as well just shove a tiny bit more of this on top because I just think it's going to make it even better and a bit more special.
It's very unchefy. You shove things in, you plonk a bit of this, you spank a pomegranate.
It's
all very easy and comfortable.
Yeah.
Is that the key to it?
Yes. I just think what's the worst that can happen? I mean, I'm someone with very high anxiety and I just think to myself, I say to myself a lot, what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen is the bottom could burn. So I'll take my spatula and check that it's not burning. I actually took it off the hob so it stopped cooking. But what's the worst that could happen? The bottom could burn. Okay, what else could go wrong? It could overcook and it could be a bit I don't know, claggy and a bit stiff, it will still taste delicious. If it's undercooked, I'll just shove it back in. If it's too salty, I'll, you know, make something on the side, like a very tart salad leaf, and it will be okay. Like, what is the worst that could happen?
Melissa's research for her book, Eat Green, found that bags of wilting spinach or salad greens were the most likely to be binned. She suggests whizzing them up into a pumpkin seed pesto with garlic, basil leaves and their stems, honey or maple syrup, olive oil and the juice of half a lemon. Pop the pesto in a clean jar and keep it in the fridge.
You know, what you're talking about comes from experience, obviously.
Yeah, but there getting things wrong.
There are a lot of people who are too frightened to get things wrong. What do you say to people?
It's your, first of all, it's your dinner. If you can find some sort of joy and not stress with entertaining, and change the word, change entertaining to hosting. If entertaining and hosting make you feel stressed, call it having people over. If you don't find any joy in that, if it makes you anxious in the week leading up to, you hate having people over the whole entire time, and then the next day you wish it had never happened, then don't do it. You don't have to have people over. You can go to lovely restaurants, or you can be their guest. But there is a lot to be said for enjoying people. And I actually think sometimes, and I say this to someone that, as I say, has anxiety, is if something goes wrong, it actually makes for a fantastic story. If I burnt this now, you know, I would be like, gosh, like everybody's going to think I cannot cook. But you would know that I would say to myself, it's fine. Everyone has a duff day.
Yeah. It's just about feeding people, ultimately, isn't it? This particular dish is something that if you were at home, for example, maybe at the weekend on your own or with your partner or whatever, it's very easy lunch, isn't it? That's what I do with back of the fridge cooking. I just whip up something for lunch, and that's generally a soup, actually.
Yeah.
But this is beautiful enough to serve to friends as well.
Well, it is, and I genuinely, as I say, the herbs have come from Katie's fridge. As have the spices, so I can also, this is another good point, is use your nose. I can smell something catching now, so I'm going to turn it down.
Yeah.
So using the senses.
Using somebody else's kitchen is one of the big no-nos, isn't it? You're doing fantastically well, I have to say.
But actually, I think people could get used to cooking in front of people, because I think another thing is people think everything's got to be lovely the second everybody arrives. But us cooking together now is actually more fun. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to take half a day off work to get food on the table, and you can give people jobs.
Yeah.
Actually, giving people jobs is a really good thing to do, especially the harder jobs you could give them to do. So all I'm going to do now is just let it cook a little bit more. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do is see, yeah, we're doing the wobble check. It's very wobbly, so we don't want too much wobble, especially because we've got the herbs on top, which we don't want to burn, and I'm going to push the herbs down. But it is pretty, isn't it?
It's very pretty.
I'm slightly showing off.
While we wait for the egg to stop wobbling, your book, Eat Green, is all about this. It's a fantastic read. It's got some amazing recipes, many of which I've used. But actually what I found really useful was the kind of the cook hacks. It's lots of interesting things to do with the leftovers, with cheese rind. Just give us some examples of your favourite cook hacks.
Good cook hacks. So those two lemon halves now, so you know, I was nodding furiously away as Katie was speaking, because those peelings there, which normally I wouldn't peel, but those ones were a bit gone, I will do the same. I've got a bag of things ready to go to make stock that can go straight into a pot to make stock. So I'm looking just now at my board, you know, what I've left over. All those odds and ends will go in.
Those odds and ends are the carrot peeling and the carrot top,
and that is the onion skin.
The onion skin.
Yeah. That will go into the veg pot, if not into the freezer. Those lemons, I probably will cover with a bit of, I'll probably use it for a bit of zest later, or actually, this is Katie's kitchen, so I'll let her have them. But, you know, I would, my mum taught me about putting citrus in the oven when the oven's cooling down to make a lovely natural freshener, which is great. And you can put them in the bath.
And they bob around.
You can freeze, use lemon halves, and then take one or two, no more than two, and put them in a hot bath, and they defrost in the bath and let this gorgeous aromatic smell out.
Who knew? I hadn't heard that
one
before.
And Katie, you could do that with ginger too. So basically, the tea that I've just made us, we could just go and... Is your bath nearby? We could just shove it all in the bath.
So that is now going under a hot grill, just to get a little bit of what, texture, just to kind of finish it off?
It will hopefully puff a little bit. It will cook the middle, so just the top bit. It will hopefully puff and look a bit, you know, give it a little bit of volume. I'm keeping an eye on it, which is nice, because we have put the fresh herbs on top. Mm. We don't want them to catch, and ideally, so I've sort of pushed them down into the egg mix, mm-hmm. but a few might catch. So just keep an eye on it, really. And like I say, we'll pull it out. I'll sort of throw a knife in. If it's comes out wet, it'll go back in.
Yeah.
No biggie.
So we're just settling down to have our little ginger tea with honey and pomegranate. And you've just given us a rather interesting little tip.
So this is, as you said, ginger and the pomegranates that Katie and I spanked, the leftover that we didn't put in the frittata. Then there was some lemon juice and Katie's got some lovely orange blossom honey that we've added in. And while we're drinking this round of tea, I've put all the ingredients back onto the hob to come to the boil again, and they will simmer again. That can be a next round of tea. And then I'll keep on going, reboiling it, well, simmering it. When I say boil, I mean simmer, until there's no flavour left. And then I'll transfer it to a jug, chuck it in the fridge, add a bit more lemon or lime juice, and then ice it up and have it with some gin or some vodka for dinner. Well, actually, I'm not here, but Katie will. But that's what I would do. Katie says she's going to have it. And I'll probably get in the bath with it as well. And a nice, lovely murder mystery drama. That's my dream evening. I think that's okay now, that I would say. Perfect. That is beautiful.
So just to say what you're looking for in that.
Well, as I put it down, I can see there's no wobble. I'm touching it, I can see that it's okay. If there is any soft bits, it could well be chunks of molten feta. And it will carry on cooking in there anyway. So we'll leave it for 5 minutes. And then we'll turn it out and we'll chomp on it, Jilly.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. What a total treat.
Studies suggest that our ancestors have been cooking for over a million years after they mastered the art of fire making. Yet children are leaving school without the most basic of cookery skills. Melissa's Fridge Raid is a fun, cheap and super sustainable way of using up leftovers and reducing our greenhouse gases. But it exposes a vulnerability in our heady lifestyles. By losing touch with our senses to sniff out the food that's gone off in our homes, we've lost our common sense to make the most of what's under our noses. And that costs us the earth. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Acast for hosting. If you like this podcast, hit subscribe, add it to your favourites, and leave a comment and share wherever you can. I'll see you next week for the last in the current series of Leon Presents How to Eat to Save the Planet.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.